Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for July 2nd. From 2 Kings, the 20th to the 22nd chapter, just a few years after Judah's deliverance from Sennacherib and Hezekiah's recovery from a fatal illness, the nation comes under the leadership of one of the most wicked kings Judah ever knew, Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah. Trace back the timing. Isaiah delivered God's promise that Hezekiah would live another 15 years rather than die from his illness. Manasseh was 12 when he began his reign after his father died. That means that Manasseh was conceived and born in that time of peace and security which God had promised and that Hezekiah relished. With his new lease on life, what did Hezekiah do? He rebuilt some towns. An aqueduct was engineered to bring water underground from the Kihon Spring into Jerusalem. Hezekiah was a very smart, energetic, skilled leader. He seems to have made productive use of his last 15 years. Sadly, though, his achievements came at the cost of his young son and heir's spiritual and moral development. Hezekiah built great stuff and gathered lots of wealth and prestige, but left his beloved nation with a king unfit to rule. Would it not have been better to pour his energies into Manasseh those last 12 years than buildings and money? Perhaps Manasseh turned so violently against his father's and nation's faith because he had been cheated of what a child really needs and craves, his parents' love and attention. And as his father had once saved Judah because he believed God, so his son Manasseh destroyed Judah in his unbelief. Let's never forget that our children are more important than our careers, more important than our material wealth, longer lasting than our achievements, worth every minute we have with them. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.